The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There you go. Probably have to click a button. And this happy hour, I was reflecting on the themes of safety that Nikki and Diana have offered in happy hour recently. And in particular, just was sort of inspired by that and wanted to pick up on a little bit on the reflection on honesty that Diana gave yesterday, I think it was. So I've been thinking about metta, loving kindness, as offering the safety of a generous, kind, honest mirror. And that is a mirror that reflects virtues and vulnerabilities. And the many of you may know that reflecting on virtues is a sort of classical preliminary practice for metta. It is taught in the ancient path of purification. I learned it in Burma when I was learning metta there. And the notion is to reflect on the kind of natural gifts, good qualities, acts of generosity, even positive intentions in yourself or in others. And I was reminded of this earlier this week. I was walking with a good Dharma friend, and I just appreciated how incredibly attuned he was to the good qualities, the virtues of the people in our community. It was really lovely to listen to what he had to say. And there's a personal and kind of relational wisdom in that, right? In looking to the good, seeing the good, evoking the good. It's a way of generating another level of generosity. There's also a power and wisdom in including the kind of kind, clear seeing of our own and other people's vulnerabilities as well. Another spiritual friend of mine, one of my clinical pastoral educators in chaplaincy, really taught us the value of being an honest, kind mirror. To reflect only someone else's strengths when I'm in spiritual friendship with them, it would not acknowledge any vulnerabilities that they're showing up and sharing, or even an inadvertent impact of their actions, that can be a kind of dishonesty, a way of not showing up in the relationship. And if I don't show up with honesty and sensitivity, honesty and kindness, it can actually kind of edit the realness out of the relationship. This is an advanced practice of wise speech, and it requires both metta and wisdom. But the reward of this kind of holistic reflection can be this really true, honest, emotional, and spiritual intimacy. It can be kind of counterintuitive. It can be easier and honestly wiser to start with ourselves. So, for example, if I include a sense of vulnerability or uncertainty in an appropriate way when I'm speaking for in a context where people, for example, disagree with me, it can soften kind of polarizing dynamics, and it can invite a deeper kind of self-reflection and honesty to emerge in the group or in the conversation. This is a very different way of showing up than needing to prove I'm smart or needing to prove I'm right. And it invites something else in. I experienced this a few years ago, kind of accidentally, when I was presenting on an academic panel with a number of other scholars. And there was one of whom in particular, he was just really well known for having these strident, provocative, sometimes even scathing kind of opinions and arguments on the topic we were presenting on. And As it happened, in the order of the panel, I went after he did, like right after he did. And my presentation was different. Like, I wasn't trying to prove a certain point. Instead, I was sort of like evoking these different points of view and kind of presenting a kindly attitude towards the potential intentions underneath them and the different possibilities that were there. And I was the last person to present. It wasn't a very, scathing academic argument at all. It was very gentle. But to my surprise, this combative man turned to me right at the end of my presentation, and he was smiling really widely, and his eyes were just glowing with kindness and appreciation. And he thanked me for the nuanced presentation I'd just given. And then the conversation shifted. And I didn't do it on purpose, but wow, it was a teaching to me that, oh, if I'm able to really stay open-minded and hold this intention of kindness, goodwill towards others' deeper intentions or emotions that might underlie the opinions, then a general sense of shared humanity can soften the tensions that are there. After all, just like me, others need to feel safe, heard, felt, right? This is also really deeply true of our internal worlds. As you all know, dropping underneath the surface behavior, the surface chatter of the mind, and touching emotions underneath thoughts or views with metta, with loving kindness, often reveals this deep kind of human-wide wish for happiness. To meet and honor all of who we are is such a beautiful thing. And it expands our capacity to cultivate what's beautiful and wholesome, not just in ourselves, but in the others we encounter in the world. So, with those reflections, I'm just going to offer us to settle back into meditation for a little while. And to protect the container, I am going to remove the ability for people to unmute themselves just in case people accidentally come in unmuted. And I'm going to stop the chat just for the duration of the meditation. We'll be meditating for about half an hour. So settle back. And the invitation is to soften your eyes, soften your body. If you have anything that beeps, bounces, whirs, buzzes, or otherwise likes to interrupt your computer experience or your meditation, please turn it off for now, just so you can really soak this in for a little while. And starting by taking stock of this body, maybe closing the eyes, at least softening the gaze, and settling in. Perhaps allowing the eyes to turn downwards and even imagining an internal gaze, gazing back toward your own heart, your own body. Noticing the whole body. Whatever it's like right now. Maybe it's your body's jittery or hungry or grumpy or tense. It's all okay. Including that within the mirror of awareness. And perhaps allowing kind awareness to include whatever's in the heart and mind right now. Maybe distraction, energy, unsettledness, maybe kindness, maybe gratitude, relief, whatever is there, including that too, in the field of awareness, just as it is, acknowledging, including, nothing left out. Taking a few deep breaths, slightly deeper than usual. And perhaps on an out breath, setting the intention, may this body relax and make kind, loving awareness permeate this whole body. And perhaps on a next long, slow exhale, may this heart and mind relax. May kind, loving awareness suffuse this heart and mind just how it is. And then allowing the breathing to return to normal. Attuning to the whole body with special attention on this act of breathing or whatever other anchor of attention is most natural for you. Noticing perhaps movement or changes in the sensations. All the little details of an in-breath or an out-breath. Or perhaps all of the little micro sensations in the field of this whole body. Allowing the attention to settle, to collect. You find the mind, the heart distracted. See how gently and kindly it's possible to invite the attention back to this moment, this breath. And inviting the attention to gather, to unify, here. If it feels natural. Focusing the heart-mind's attention in your core, in the center of your chest, perhaps, or wherever else you discover the seat of your own kindness, intentions, is most easily felt. With each in-breath, appreciating a gathering intention for kindness. With each out-breath, expressing that intention, allowing it to flow through this body. Perhaps feeling intention like the breath on the exhale, warm, alive. And then if it feels natural, bringing to mind a person or a being just naturally brings a sense of open-heartedness. Could be an animal, a venerated figure, a dear friend or benefactor. Gathering that sense of appreciation. And with each out-breath, kind of aiming that appreciation towards them. It could be an image of them, a felt sense of them, or just even an idea of that presence. Reflecting on their good qualities, their virtues. Could be any natural gifts or positive qualities they have. Acts of kindness or words of kindness. Or just any beneficial impact that they've had on you. Whether it's inspiration, affection, respect. Anything. Noticing the effect on the heart, the mind. And then letting go of this reflection with that same sense of appreciation, aiming that sense of kindness, well-wishing towards this other one, knowing it's radiating through your own body, your own heart, your own mind first. Offering on the out breath. Every now and then on the in breath, noticing and acknowledging everything that is, whatever's happening. If it's helpful, you can use the classic phrases or your own words. I'm going to offer a few here. Feel free to creatively adapt or shorten. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. May you be healthy as much as possible. May you know ease and peace. May you be happy. Safe. Well. Easeful. Peaceful. Allowing that wish for safety, happiness, well-being, ease, and peace to gather in your heart. Expressing in whatever words feel most resonant for you. From time to time, perhaps pausing to notice the impact of generating these beautiful intentions on this heart, this mind, this body. Allowing whatever's there. Appreciating and being with. And then again, offering good wishes. And now, gently, kindly, letting go, saying goodbye to this dear one or this benefactor, this easy being. And turning the lens of attention to the person in your seat. Taking in all of this heart and mind and body. First, reflecting on the offerings of kindness and goodness that were just done. Offering metta is a virtue, an act of kindness. Savoring, appreciating this offering of generosity. And allowing that sense of your own positive intentions to be seen and felt in this heart. Releasing that reflection, cultivating a same sense of kindness and goodwill for yourself. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy. May I be healthy and well. May I know ease and peace. Using whatever words feel right. The important thing is the intention of gentle kindness towards whatever is arising in experience. Allowing what is every now and then on the in-breath. And offering good wishes, radiating through the whole body, all of the heart, all of the mind. On the out-breath. Safe. Happy. Healthy. Easeful, peaceful, free. Perhaps letting go of the words. And feeling into whatever quality of softness or kindness, even just the intention or the barest hint of softness and kindness, is present in the heart, in awareness. And expanding to allow all of this heart and mind to be permeated, suffused, pervaded, soaked, steeped in this kind attention, any vulnerabilities, any stuck parts, any dark contracted corners, any irritable or grumpy bits, small-minded bits, any of it, all of it, held in a sense of generosity and kindness. So often, these counterproductive parts of the heart and mind are just misguided attempts that think they can make us happy. Allowing, gazing kindly upon holding with care, if it feels helpful to say words or phrases, please offer kindness to this totality, this flux of feelings and emotions and thoughts and processes in this heart and mind. Nothing left out. Safe, happy, healthy, easeful, peaceful, free. Now, in the last moments of this meditation, The invitation is to again open, allowing whatever intentions of kindness, generosity, goodwill to radiate outwards in all directions for as little or as much as feels right. Wishing that any and all beings be included in the wish, spreading outwards, safe. May all beings be safe from inner and outer harm. May all beings be safe from causing harm. Happy. Well. May all beings be easeful. Be peaceful. Be free. Recollecting, just like me, all sentient beings have the wish for safety, some kind of wish for happiness, wellness, for ease, peace. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy, healthy, peaceful, and free. Thank you all for your practice. So I'm turning on the ability for you to chat or to unmute yourselves. And just want to encourage you to take a moment to be in your heart, be in your body. And if there's anything that you would like to share about the meditation, or that comes to mind at the moment, feel free to drop it in the chat, or you can just unmute yourself and say something, or if you'd rather raise your hand, you can do that. Yes, Don.
Thank you. I really appreciated it. And yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the gratitude. Any other thoughts, impressions, challenges are fine too. Oh, Neil, did you just raise your hand?
No, I was just thumbs upping.
Oh, okay, cool. Just caught a flicker of something in the corner.
Yeah. What I thought, but I could always talk. What I thought was, right, this at the end when you made the statement, you know, I forget exactly what the words, may even the annoying, crappy parts of you, you know, may you hold those in love. I thought that was right. That was just a beautiful way. It was a beautiful feeling, and it was lovely put that really connected with me, and I appreciated it.
Thanks so much, Neil. Those are the parts of us that need it the most, right? It's not the beautiful parts that need the kindness so much. And we've all got those parts. The little contracted bits. They come installed standard with humanity, as far as I can tell. So I want to give a few minutes for you all to talk with each other. Just an encouragement that many people like to drop off, but please consider sticking around and connecting with each other in the breakout groups. And you can talk about whatever you like, as long as you stick to your own experience. But the encouragement is perhaps to talk about the benefit of offering kindness to the vulnerable or imperfect parts of ourselves, or the benefit of recollecting virtues, the beautiful parts. So you'll have about 7 minutes, 8 minutes or so.
You're on mute, Don.
Welcome back, everybody. Sorry about that. Love to hear how that was for you. If anyone has reflections to share about what came up for you or what the process was like. You're also welcome to ask questions about the practice or about the reflection or about the meditation.
I guess I would just say lately I've been kind of sometimes getting irritable, and I just feel very tired all the time. So I realized instead of being upset about my irritability, it was clearly a sign that I needed some compassion for being so worn out from work, and just I can't take a vacation, but I could kind of take a mental break like that.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Thank you for that reminder.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Eileen. That's really well put. Like, you can take a little vacation from the inner contention, right? Like, vacation from any inner criticism or feeling like you even need to be better or whatever it is. So, yeah. Any other observations, thoughts, comments, complaints?
I love the different backgrounds that I see sometimes. I'm from Hawaii, and those plumeria in the background, I can just smell them, actually. They have such a strong, sweet scent. Mm.
You know, you saying that, Bob, reminds me that in the suttas, I know it's in the Dhammapada, I think it's elsewhere as well, they talk about the scent of virtue, of being like a flower, like the scent of good qualities of a person permeate out from them in the same way. Yes, Jerry.
Well, I realize the time is short, so I just a comment, Don. Sorry I was late, but in the group we talked about sometimes the risks that perhaps people who have gone before us, our parents, perhaps for, as they talk now with COVID, premature death that would be used by death that was earlier in their 40s or 50s have then caused many in the group to either their own lives be saved almost by accident because of investigations that are taken that were related to their parents but didn't end up, they discovered incidentally another cancer that wouldn't have been discovered except for their parents being, like, for example, colonoscopies and then discovering things that are not related to their parents' illness, but something else. But if their parents hadn't died of it, they wouldn't have been there. And then the early death of their parents, or deaths of siblings, then, although one wouldn't wish that death, but it then causes other people, people within the group to have made changes in their professions or their lives that cause growth in a way that, in the first instance, is life-saving, and the second instance or third instance caused deep growth and even a change of profession. So it's quite interesting the interconnections of all of us and how these things can change our lives as we go forward, and in some case save our lives, at least for now.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, we can learn from even the most horrific circumstances, unfortunately. We can also learn from what you're describing in other, in many respects, is also cause and effect, right? Conditionality, and that we can learn from those around us, and we can learn from what unfolds within us. So appreciate that. So we have come to the end of the hour. I just want to thank you all again for your practice, for coming. It was wonderful to practice with you. Take a moment just to dedicate the merit. May the practice that we have done here together ripple out from each of us through our lives for beneficial impacts, and then ripple out through the lives that we touch and the lives that they touch and the lives that those lives touch. May all beings be happy, safe, healthy. May all beings be easeful. And may all beings know the highest peace of freedom.